app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. As Haiti descends further into anarchy, Americans are increasingly fleeing that country.
The first U.S. chartered flight has left.
From Port-au-Prince to Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic.
State Department spokesman Vidant Patel.
Our hope is to keep these options available for American citizens who need it.
There were 15 on board this flight.
We do expect these helicopter movements to make multiple trips.
He says he expects the flights can get about 30 a day out and away from the violence. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Florida rescued 14 of its citizens. Police are searching for an escaped white supremacist prison gang member and an accomplice after an ambush at a hospital.
Three Idaho State corrections officers were shot as a man staged a brazen attack to get a prison inmate out of a Boise hospital early this morning. Two of the officers were shot by the suspect. The third was shot by a police officer who mistook him as the suspect.
CBS's Jim Crisula. An appeals court has heard arguments for and against a now-blocked Texas immigration law that allows state and local police to be involved in the detention and deportation of migrants. Details from CBS's Omar Villafranca.
One of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's toughest border restriction policies is under scrutiny by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Judges decided to hear the case after the Supreme Court temporarily allowed SB 4 to go into effect. Questions focus squarely on the merits of the law.
The court hasn't said when it will rule. In Westport, Connecticut, Wednesday night, 27 high schoolers and two adults had to be rescued after their rowing boats capsized in bad weather. Police Chief Fody Koskinos.
There's a total of 29 people that were not aware how many were initially involved. While accounting for and locating all people involved, medical care was provided, and two individuals were transported to a local hospital for treatment.
A study is casting doubt on the safety of a new kind of dieting, says CBS's Cooper Lawrence.
People who do intermittent fasting may be 91% more likely to die of heart failure. This is a major finding from the American Heart Association. They analyzed 20,000 people who ate for 8 hours, then fasted for 16, and they saw a 91% higher risk of death from cardiovascular disease.
A man from Georgia who killed his former girlfriend 3 decades ago has been put to death. It's the state's first execution in more than 4 years. 59-year-old Willie James Pye abducted, raped, and shot Alicia Lynn Yerbrough to death in 1993. Pye's lawyers had asked courts to stop their client's execution, saying he is intellectually disabled and remorseful. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former Milwaukee election official has been found guilty of election fraud when she used fake names to get multiple military absentee ballots. A jury found Kimberly Zabata guilty on Wednesday. They rejected claims by her attorney that she's a whistleblower exposing gaps in the state's voting system. She was basing those assumptions on proven false conspiracy theories stemming from the 2020 presidential election. She could go to prison for up to 5 years. Wisconsin is set to get new electric vehicle charging stations. Governor Ever signed a duo of bills making it easier for gas stations to open the charging stations and sending nearly $80 million federal dollars to help build them. The funding is designed to build vehicle chargers that can fully charge a car in less than an hour. The funding will support building 65 charging stations across the state. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Boston.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks fell behind by 15 points and trailed most of the game. They got it to within 1 point with just a couple of minutes left to play, but the Celtics pulled away. Coverage on ESPN.
That will count. It's a 3-point game, and that'll do it. Lillard finishes with 32. And the Celtics earned their 55th win of the season, leading the way for the Celtics tonight with 31.
The final, the Celtics 122, the Bucks 119. Boston now winning 10 games in a row at home. Giannis did not play again tonight due to a sore hamstring. The team comes home for a game tomorrow night. At Fiserv Forum, they'll host the Brooklyn Nets, followed by a Sunday night game against the Thunder and the Lakers next Tuesday night in prime time. Baseball, the Brewers had the day off. Tomorrow night, they take on the Giants in Arizona. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and lower 20s in the overnight with a light northwest wind. A mix of clouds and sunshine Thursday with highs in the mid-30s. Snow will develop after midnight Thursday night, 1 to 2 inches by Friday morning. Lows dropping to near 30. Some more rain and snow on Friday. It's 24 at our studios.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here, noon to 2 on Thursday. Our old friend and author, Chris Pauls, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of the program. Lev Parnas was born in the Soviet Union. He's an American businessman. He's been a naturalized citizen. He was a business associate with Rudy Giuliani and was kind of in the middle of the Trump-Ukraine scandal. And so this morning, you know, this ongoing effort by Comer Pyle, by James Comer, to come up with some reason, some justification to impeach Joe Biden, because Donald Trump told him to, right? Donald Trump was like, I was impeached twice. You got to impeach Biden so that he can't say I was the only one impeached, right? So they're desperately trying to find anything that they can impeach Biden on. And so, you know, the Republicans are bringing forward some witness who's like in jail right now. They've already, you know, they started out with what was his name? It's some very strange name anyway, who turned out to be a Chinese spy and is on the lam. And then the second guy was Alexander Smirnov, and you know, he was going to blow the whole case wide open, and it turns out that he was paid $600,000 in the run-up to the 2020 election by friends of Donald Trump or people associated with Donald Trump to tell lies about Joe Biden in Ukraine. And he's been telling those lies for years, and the FBI finally arrested him for it. So those are the two witnesses that the Pyle and the Comer, excuse me, and Jim Jordan had for their respective committees. So anyhow, the Democrats were able to call a witness too. And so they called Lev Parnas. Lev Parnas, and I'm gonna play two clips for you. They're both a little over a minute from this morning's testimony. And I'll then retweet them so that you can find them on my Twitter feed or my X feed or whatever you want to call it, if you want to see them. But this is the first one, and I believe, let me just double check that I've got the right ones in the right order. This is the first one, and this is Jamie Raskin asks Lev Parnas, you know, when did you start working with Rudy Giuliani? What's the story here? Listen to this.
At what point did Mr. Giuliani begin working directly with Russian agents and Russian assets, individuals who would later become sanctioned by Donald Trump's own Treasury Department for spreading propaganda and disinformation against Joe Biden?
It was sometime in probably around May, June of 2019.
Were you aware, was Mr. Giuliani aware that these people were basically just doing the bidding of Vladimir Putin?
Absolutely.
So he had no hesitation about spreading lies that were concocted by Russian agents?
As long as it fit the narrative, absolutely not.
How were you and Giuliani able to take these false allegations peddled by corrupt officials and Russian agents and promote and amplify them here in the United States, in our political system? Weren't media groups skeptical of your claims?
Most media groups, I'd probably say, all except for Fox and a few other right-wing media groups didn't want to take any of the information, and that aggravated Rudy Giuliani and John Solomon and other players. And the main group that was being pushed through was Fox, Sean Hannity and some other media personnel over there. But then there was also other people that were doing the bidding for the Russian people in Congress, like Senator Ron Johnson, like Congressman Pete Sessions, that sits here right now, that was with me from the very beginning on this journey into finding up the digging dirt on Joe Biden.
That's pretty amazing, right? And let me just retweet this before I move on. Okay, I just reposted that. And then and then there's this one. This is just, you know, continuing the conversation.
Right. Everything was for the ultimate benefit of Donald Trump and thereby...
Excuse me. This is Lev Parnas's opening statement. So listen to this.
Right. Everything was for the ultimate benefit of Donald Trump and thereby Vladimir Putin. Because the team's investigations were centered around Biden and Ukraine, I was designated a point person in every matter they pursued. That is how I know with certainty that these Biden stories are untrue then and are untrue now. Excuse? Congressman Pete Sessions, then Congressman Devin Nunes, Senator Ron Johnson, and many others understood they were pushing a false narrative. The same goes for John Solomon, Sean Hannity, and media personnel, particularly at Fox News, who used this narrative to manipulate the public ahead of the 2020 elections. Sadly, they are still doing this today as we approach the 2024 elections. We cannot separate this conspiracy from the Russian-Ukraine war because Trump has no intention to keep aiding Ukraine. Without the support of the United States and NATO, millions in Ukraine will suffer and die. If we allow Russia to defeat Ukraine, eventually that suffering will reach American shores. Today, I admit my own wrongdoings. I have been a convicted federal election campaign and fraud crimes and served my sentence. I do not hide that from reality. It is part of my truth. Despite rigorous attempts by those in power to silence me, I will be silenced no longer.
That's amazing, right? I mean, that was Lev Parnas just saying, yeah. You know, we were working with Russia and Russian intelligence, me and Rudy Giuliani, to try to take down, you know, in the 2020 election, to try to take down Joe Biden, and now again in 2024. He just came right out and said it. I'll retweet this one as well, so you'll have both of them on my Twitter or X or whatever timeline if you want to easily find them and share them with friends. I mean, it is just amazing stuff. Meanwhile, there was no Russian election. This Ann Applebaum wrote this great piece for The Atlantic, and she makes this point that the American media basically got suckered by Vladimir Putin. Now, whether they wanted to be suckered by Putin or not is an open question, but they got suckered because many of our media simply reported that, hey, there was an election in Russia today. There were four or five candidates on the ballot, and Vladimir Putin won with a landslide. In fact, as Ann Applebaum points out, there was really no election. There was no campaign. Nobody went around and asked for votes. Nobody ran campaign ads. The three people who were on the ballot opposing Putin refused to, there was no debates. They refused to criticize Putin in any way. None of them wanted to fall out of a, you know, 13-story window. Excuse me. Pardon me. And so, excuse me. So Putin is now starting his fifth unconstitutional term in office. Oh, I hate that when you inhale a little bit of whatever, saliva or something. She says that the Russian voters were basically props in an elaborate piece of political theater, a month-long exercise in the projection of power and brutality. And, of course, the murder of Alexei Navalny happened in the middle of all this. Some Western media, she says, nonetheless, covered this orchestrated drama as if it really were an election. Reporters interviewed voters, cited exit polls, even commented on the results as if these things mean anything. Reuters ran a headline declaring Putin had won in, quote, a landslide. And, you know, what she's pointing out is this is crazy. Meanwhile, the war in Ukraine continues. She says the number of dead, wounded, and missing Russian soldiers now exceeds 315,000. The Ukrainian military claims they killed 6,000, or there were 6,000 Russian casualties just last week. Casualties typically include woundings as well as murders or deaths. Putin needs to deflect Russia's attention from this, and that, and, you know, to a certain extent, the election provided that. But the big point that she makes, and I think this is a really important point, is that Putin has a more universal goal than simply running Russia. The Russian regime basically mocks democracy itself. This is a, it's a sham democracy. These are sham elections. And they use the language of democracy and rights, but, you know, they are afraid of that, frankly. And Alexei Navalny talked about the virus of freedom. And it's true. And it spreads easily, and it has to be snuffed out. And that's what Putin is trying to do. He's trying to snuff out that virus of freedom in Russia. He's already done it there. And now he's trying to snuff it out in Ukraine. And he's also trying to snuff it out in the United States using social media. And convincing, you know, people on the hard right and people on the weird left just abandon Ukraine, you know, and Poland and Latvia and Moldova and Transnistria. And it's Georgia. It's all good. It's all good. We have a problem, shall we say. Finally, Jared Kushner, who oversaw the PPP, is now cutting deals in the Middle East, and he's got some ideas about Gaza. I'll tell you about that after this break. And our Hunter and the Farmer's World Alert. Are normal people really abnormal? Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the rest of us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
Broadcasting from the Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM and
101.1 FM. WAUK.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
No one wanted to hire me. They just saw my disability, but not me. I worked hard to get the education and the skills needed to thrive. I was ready to work. Then someone believed in me and said yes.
And once you say yes, Thinkability Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Waukesha job seekers and employers are invited to attend the Waukesha County Workforce Solutions for Your Business event on Thursday, March 28th. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. and a continental breakfast and networking event will take place from 8 to 9, followed by a Q&A and networking until 10. Any Waukesha job seekers and businesses are invited. There is no fee, but space is limited. Register ahead at business.oconomowoc.org/events or at jobcenterofwisconsin.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If this is you, you should know these three numbers: 37,000, 25, 1, and 1. Excuse me. 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25, NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow all in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist, netsuite.com/HARTMANN. 21 minutes past the hour, so Jared Kushner has got a bright idea. He's going to solve the problem in Israel right now. All you have to do is just move those Gazans out of the Gaza Strip, and hey, that's prime Mediterranean waterfront property. And by the way, he's right. It is prime Mediterranean waterfront property, and it's worth a fortune. He's wrong, though, that moving people off their land to so that you can build a Trump Tower or whatever is like some kind of good idea. It's called theft. But here's what he said. This was in an interview a couple of days ago. He said, the thing I would try to do if I was Israel right now is I would just bulldoze something Negev, N-E-G-E-V. It's the big desert, you know. And I would try to move people in there, Kushner said. I know that won't be the popular thing to do, but I think that's a better option so that you can go in and finish the job. Finish the job meaning what? Kill off all the Palestinians in Gaza or all the Gazans? That's, you know, certainly what Netanyahu has implied. He went on to say that the Gaza, quote, waterfront property is, quote, very valuable, and that Israel should remove civilians while it, quote, cleans up the Gaza Strip. Yeah. As Tommy Viter tweets, Jared Kushner's plan for Gaza, ethnic cleansing, forced dislocation of Gazans to a desert in southern Israel, continue a war that's already killed 30,000 people and build some condos. Why did the Saudis give Kushner $2 billion? Well, Donald Trump overrode intel officers by granting Kushner a security clearance despite his risk to national security. Kushner requested more classified documents than any other White House staff not working on the National Security Council. What did he do with those documents? Well, we don't know, but the Saudis did give him $2 billion. Very strange. Very strange. Also, Senator Bernie Sanders says Canada is absolutely right to stop arms sales to Israel. I didn't know Canada had done this. This is apparently news from just the last day or two. Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly, J-O-L-Y, I'm assuming it's pronounced Joly, said that her government is going to implement a non-binding resolution calling for an end to the further authorization and transfer of arms exports to Israel to ensure compliance with Canada's arms export regime. You know, basically what she's saying is that they have a requirement that, if you're going to buy weapons made in Canada, and Canada does have a defense industry, if you're going to buy weapons made in Canada, they cannot be used in war crimes. They can only be used in, you know, legitimate defensive wars. And Canada has determined that what Israel is doing in Gaza right now is not a legitimate defensive war, or at least the technique that they're using. And certainly they have a right. In fact, I would say they have an obligation to track down and root out Gaza, excuse me, Hamas in Gaza. But by doing that, by indiscriminately bombing people, not the way to go about it. So, picking up your calls here, Brian in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me. You were talking about Bob Menendez earlier this morning.
I mentioned
and how
passing,
he might be getting a big gift from the Supreme Court because donations can be, or bribes can be associated as tips.
Right.
Well, I just wanted to let you and your listeners know that I'm with a group called Progressive Victory, and we try to get progressives elected across the country. We were in Georgia in 2020. We helped flip that blue, and we were just in Ohio a few weeks ago for Sherrod Brown, and we're going to New Jersey to primary Menendez for a progressive named Andy Kim. He's in the Progressive Caucus. He's endorsed by John Fetterman, and it's a lot of fun. May 25th, come hang out with some political degenerates, beer drinking, hell raising, and doing God's work. You can look up Andy Kim. The New York Times did a write-up on him.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Politico also did a write-up of him for, it's called Andy Kim is Making a Big Bet on Breaking New Jersey Democratic Politics.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to, Progressive Victory, just go there to the website and sign up. Let's get this scumbag out of office and make a good name for Democrats.
Yeah, Bob Menendez is an embarrassment, and he should have resigned long ago.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I realize, you know, people are innocent until proven guilty, but holy cow. It's like, whoa. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll pick up your call on the other side. Calls on the other side of this break.
Keeping your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10. This on is the show. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAEK.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Florida officials have rescued 14 Americans from Haiti. Kevin Guthrie is the state's emergency management director.
After we dumped everybody off and got them into the other plane, they tried to surround the helicopter. The helicopter had to take off in a manner that, I don't want to say unsafe, but the tower told him he may not be able to land there again.
In Idaho, the hunt is on for an inmate and the gunman who helped free him while he was being moved out of a hospital. Boise Police Chief Ron Weiniger says Skyler Mead had a long prison stay ahead of him.
He has been incarcerated since October of 2016, and his most recent sentence was due to end in October of 2036.
More than two dozen high schoolers and two adults had to be rescued from the waters off Westport, Connecticut. Police Chief Foti Koskinas.
The weather began to change. The rowers attempted to return to the rowing club. The rowing sculls began to take on water, causing two of them to capsize.
It happened Wednesday evening. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of audits show about 3/4 of workspaces in state office buildings are empty as many as 5 days a week. A panel of state lawmakers pressed leaders from the Department of Administration and the Universities of Wisconsin about their work-from-home policies. State Representative Bob Wickey says the state has invested billions of dollars in office space. He questions why it should go unused. Wisconsin is eligible for up to $30 million in federal money for high-speed internet in underserved areas. It would be a boon for rural communities where the population is getting older.
At least 15% of people 50 plus in Wisconsin are not connected because the wires simply don't come to their house, or they don't have a device, or they don't know how to use it.
Martha Cranley is with AARP Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and lower 20s in the overnight with a light northwest wind. A mix of clouds and sunshine Thursday with highs in the mid-30s. Snow will develop after midnight Thursday night, 1 to 2 inches by Friday morning. Lows dropping to near 30. Some more rain and snow on Friday. Currently 26 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at heartlandreport.com. Check it out. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and regular exercise. Also, I love Super Beats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support with just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeets are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Superbeets Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. Clinically effective and studied, clinically studied. They're the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. Check it out. 34 minutes past the hour. I'm back. Sorry about that. Kind of a misfire here. Picking up your calls. George in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I hope you were able to recharge last week.
To what? I'm sorry?
Recharge last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a nice vacation. We did a lot of just kind of sitting around.
Good.
Hanging out with family.
My question is, do you think Hamas would have attacked Israel before this November election, even if the Biden administration had not tried to make an alliance with Israel and Saudi and the U.S.?
Well, first of all, the Israel, Saudi, and the U.S. thing is called the Abraham Accords, and that was Donald Trump's initiative that Jared Kushner put forward. And it's probably why the Saudis gave him $2 billion, although God only knows. Secondly, Hamas has been supported for at least a decade, if press reports are accurate, by President Netanyahu or Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel. He's been supporting Hamas on the theory that if he can divide and conquer, he's got a more rational wing, you know, the PLO, the Palestinian Authority, or the PA, that controls the Palestinians in the West Bank, which is the other side of the country from Gaza. And then he had Hamas in Gaza, and he was trying to pit them against each other. And, you know, it blew up in his face. And then, you know, third, when Hamas did their attack on an area, you know, right around Gaza where, you know, it was well patrolled. It should have been, you know, there should be monitors, there should have been cameras. It took 7 hours for the Israeli military to respond. And in that 7 hours, lots of people were killed, lots of women were raped, terrible things happened, people were kidnapped. And that all is like on Biden's, or excuse me, on Netanyahu's watch. So, I think Hamas did what they did independent of anything here in the United States. I think that, you know, Netanyahu gave them the money, which gave them access to the resources, and they used them to attack Israel, which they had said all along they were going to do. It's in their charter.
Right. Well, Tom, on that 12th Amendment thing, mm-hmm. don't you think we should be able to preemptively go in front of the Supreme Court and especially in the swing states where we know what the Republicans are going to do? Can't we get in front of the Supreme Court preemptively?
Supreme Court's not going to save us, George. In fact, the Supreme Court is who made it harder for Americans to vote. They gutted two major portions of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The Supreme Court is not your friend.
Plus,
you can't preemptively. You've got to have a cause. You've got to have you've got to show an injury of some kind in order for something to work through the courts and get all the way up to the Supreme Court.
The only reason I'm saying preemptively, because remember that woman with the website that said hypothetically, I don't want to have to take a gay person on my website.
Right.
That's why I'm saying preemptively, because they did.
Right. She claimed, I mean, that was a really sketchy case. The Supreme Court should not have taken that case because she had never had anybody contact her and ask for a gay wedding website. She was afraid that someone might, and that is not the legal standard. I mean, this is just another example of how corrupt the Supreme Court is, frankly.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah, George, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Nick in Huntington, West Virginia. Hey, Nick, what's on your mind today?
Well, what's on my mind is the Supreme Court, the case that you're talking about earlier today,
Snyder,
the bribery. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know the name of that one. Then Citizens United, they shut down abortion, you know, taking women's rights away. Next would be black rights, the rights to vote, and everything else except for gun rights.
They've already gutted affirmative action.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
What can we do if we vote blue, to override, should it be term limits? Should it be more justices?
There are, I believe, four things. Yeah, I'll give you a list of things that I think should be done. Number one, Congress needs to impose a code of ethics on the Supreme Court that would basically force recusal by, certainly by Clarence Thomas and arguably by several other members, certainly John Roberts, whose wife has made over $10 million, representing law firms who have business before the court. A code of ethics that would force them to recuse themselves in these cases that have to do with big dollar amounts and campaign finance and stuff like that. Number two, Congress needs to impose term limits on the court. I'm in favor of an 18-year term limit, but anything from 15 to 20 years would be fine with me. Number three, Congress needs to expand the size of the court so that President Biden can appoint a couple new justices. It needs to be done right away. Frankly, I think the court should go to 13. There are, basically 13 district courts or, appeals courts, including, 12 plus the D.C. court, and 13 is an odd number. And then finally, Congress needs to pass legislation that says corporations are not persons, are not natural persons, they're not entitled to rights under the Bill of Rights, and money is not speech. And then it can include in that a provision which cites Article 3, Section 2, which says, and the Supreme Court may not review this law. Those are the four things that I think can be done and should be done, and I would like to see all of them happen, in the first 6 months of 2025, if Democrats can take the House, hold the Senate, and hold the White House.
In your one more thing, in your book on the Supreme Court, do you have these ideas?
I do. It's all in there.
All right. All righty. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. It's the hidden history of the Supreme Court. The title is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. So good luck, Nick. Thanks a lot for the call. Pat in LaPorte, Indiana. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I watched the Jory Reid show last night, and she had a reporter on that did an expose on Ryan Williams, the president of Claremont. And what I heard really frightened me, so I did a little research just to see what Claremont was and what this secret society is.
Mm-hmm.
And what got my attention was, A, it's all men. They look for only winners. In other words, people with money and status and, position.
Right.
And this was established in 1979, so it's a long-range plan, which is also pretty frightening.
So it's like a white male privilege club?
Yep, absolutely.
Wow.
And it wouldn't surprise me if, MAGA Mike wasn't part of that,
because
it sounds like it's right up his alley.
Yeah.
Only certain Christians are invited, and their main aim is to recruit members for an aligned future regime. Do you know much about this? The organization is the Society for American Civic Renewal.
Right. Now, I'm familiar with the organization. I've read articles about it. I saw an article yesterday about this latest revelation about this kind of men's club. I missed part of Joy Reid's show yesterday. I had to go to the dentist, and it got me behind. I had a filling fall out, and it got me behind on my writing. And so usually I'm done with my writing in time for her show because I try to watch it every day. She just has a spectacular television program. But I missed it yesterday, I missed about half of it yesterday because I was running behind in my writing.
Well, this center was an early defender of the Orange Man, and they're looking. They believe that there are two regimes in America that are at odds with each other, and that only their way is the right way, which puts men in charge, women in a secondary position,
right.
And again, you have to be of a certain Christian value to to be part of this. And it just seems like the Republican, especially the conservative right, has such a long-term, 1979, mm-hmm. has such a long-term view of the world, and we Democrats are constantly playing catch-up. We're constantly trying to right. battle their newest revolution, and their newest revolution is already 50 years old.
Right. Well, the problem is that the GOP probably has 20 or 30 billionaires in their pocket. You know, people, very powerful, influential people, and most of the CEOs in America on their side. And the Democratic Party has labor unions and who have been gutted. I mean, this was Reagan's main mission. A third of America was a member of a labor union when Reagan came into office. And by the time his and Bush's administrations were done 12 years later, it was down to about 10%. So, and that was to defund the Democratic Party, pure and simple. That was the goal of the Reagan, war on labor. And it's just now starting to come back in some small way. But we just don't have the billionaire advantage. And, you know, and it's a very real advantage because the Supreme Court has said that those billionaires can, we know that since Citizens United, just since 2010, just since that decision, there's been over $2 billion in dark money poured into elections and campaigns. And that doesn't count all the other money. And then there's untraceable dark money that we have no idea. It could be another $2 billion. Which is what I wrote about today. So, yeah, I'm very concerned about it. Pat, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 45 minutes past the hour. You're on your media support group for We the People.
Broadcasting from Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a that's former
Drew.
Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for you, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and thus your overall wellness. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Make sleep better sleep health a priority this year. Go to CozyEarth.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls. Sharon in Brimley, Michigan. Hey, Sharon, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Love your program. Listen to it whenever I can. I often quote from you.
Thank you.
This is in regards to the oath of presidential office that was mentioned a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised when I listened to the president-elect in 2016 give his version of it, where it says to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the U.S., but it doesn't add the other part that the VP has to say about defending and protecting against all enemies, foreign and within.
Right, the VP and all the military and everybody else, yes.
Right. The representative.
This is the difference in those two oaths is the basis for one of Donald Trump's appeals to the Supreme Court, claiming that he did not engage in insurrection because his oath didn't preclude him from doing what he did.
It's just preposterous. Absolutely preposterous.
I agree. But the Supreme Court is going to give him, you know, they gave him, what, 4 months? This was brought to the Supreme Court last September and then again in December. And both times they kind of deferred. But now they're saying, you know, in April we'll talk about it. So it's going to be another month.
I know. And I just hope that something is done. I think I heard it on Overman where they're trying to do something with getting Thomas off.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see that. the most corrupt Supreme Court justice in the history of America married to a woman who, apparently was in the midst of the insurrection. So, yeah, I'm with you. Sharon, thank you very much for that. Samurai in Norcross, Georgia. Hey, Samurai, what's on your mind today?
Okay, to Thomas Jefferson said, we're left to me to decide whether we should have a government without newspapers or newspapers without a government. I should not hesitate a moment to prefer the latter. When I think of that quote, I think of not just the government and newspapers, but I think of this state, the media, and the press. The Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans have been working to get rid of TikTok, and now that MAGA Republicans have taken over the House and is in control of the House, and TikTok is one step to being banned. And Joe Biden says that if it gets if the bill gets on his desk after it passes the Senate, that Joe Biden will sign it. Could this be a situation where Thomas Jefferson, where this is a government without newspapers or a state without TikTok, without
first of all, they're not banning Samurai. They're not banning TikTok. It's a requirement that TikTok be divested, that ByteDance, the company affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party, sell their share of their ownership in TikTok to some other party that's not beholden to the Chinese Communist Party. If they fail to do that, then the product would not be available in the United States. So it's not an explicit ban, although that could be the consequence of their failing to comply with the law. But and I don't think that, you know, we would be losing a newspaper. I'm frankly far more concerned by the fact that half of the newspapers in the United States right now are owned by three or four hedge funds in New York City. I mean, that I think is a real danger. Samurai, thanks for the call. Bob in Woodstock, New York. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. You know, I've wondered for a long time, you know, that, you know, Trump, while, you know, during his administration, he commandeered, you know, obviously this tremendous intelligence network, you know, the FBI, the NSA, what have you. You know, I was wondering, has anyone ever asked him, Trump, if he'd actually employed them to uncover any possibilities of election fraud or to prevent election fraud?
Yes, he had 60 or maybe 61 opportunities in court, including one before the United States Supreme Court, to offer any evidence whatsoever that there was election fraud of any consequence, you know, that could have changed the outcome of the election anywhere in the country. And he presented lots and lots of stuff that was all basically found to be BS.
Right, I understand that, Tom. I'm talking about, like, prior to that. I mean, like, in 2015, as you may remember, you know, he also was saying that there was, like, this great, you know, that if he didn't win, it was because of election fraud.
Right, he was planning on losing, actually.
What's that?
He was planning on losing. He was expecting to lose in 2016.
He was
running because he wanted to get more money out of General Electric, because Gwen Stefani was making more money than him. He wanted them to renew Celebrity Apprentice and give him $1 million a year raise, and he thought he'd get that by running for president. That's why he ran. That's well documented.
Well, I mean, that may be so, but, you know, it was, you know, I saw the narrative that, you know, he was, like, setting it up. Okay, well, if I don't win, you know, it's because of
that's right. They had already registered Stop the Steal. In 2016,
right,
they had registered.
Right.
Roger Stone was ready to roll when they hit the ground. They were going to go after President Hillary Clinton for all 4 years and try to make her, you know, an illegitimate president, the same way they tried to do it with Obama, claiming that he wasn't a natural-born citizen.
Yeah, but exactly. But still, you know, did he ever, like, take any steps to, like, look into possibilities for election fraud?
No, not to the best of my knowledge. He did try to get the military to seize the voting machines, and they turned him down. Bob, I got to run, but thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break with Joy Reid. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, our Women Win Wisconsin segment, Joe Zepecki. And we mark one last week till the Brewers opener.
The
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by...